When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Elizabeth, I have good news. Mason and I have officially buried the hatchet, and we are friends again. He just doesn't want me to follow him into the restroom at all today.
That's Brett Andrews filling in for Radar. It's Elizabeth here on The Mix, and Mason Crosby's here. Yeah, Brett Andrews admitting that he followed him into a bathroom when he first met him.
Yeah. Like, listen. I'm going to have my head on a swivel here in the station while I'm here today. I mean, got to watch out for him.
You got to just make your move, man.
When you have your opportunity. Yeah,
that was your shot.
Yeah, that was my shot. I shot it.
Mason Crosby, I promise we will not make you late for your own show starts at 9
don't
o'clock.
Don't make Tommy and Mitch upset over there.
They're going to come banging on the windows like they did last time.
Thunder's going to start banging on the windows.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Mason, you can catch him, the Mason Crosby Show, weekdays on our sister station, 105.7 FM The Fan. It is 9 to 11 o'clock. Make sure you tune in. But also, he's in town because he's going to be inducted into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame today.
Yes.
Congratulations, brother.
And
that's huge.
He's also got the softball game going on in Beloit on Sunday. Yep. Jordy Nelson, some of your favorites are going to be in town. But we are going to play a little game here.
Okay,
bring it. The game is Love or LaFleur. Now, we all know Jordan Love, the quarterback.
Oh,
Matt LaFleur, the coach.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that.
All right, okay. So here.
Oh, Mason.
We're going to talk a little bit about...
Like a little light bulb just went on over his head a second ago here.
He's like, that's who it is. That's who it is. Okay.
Yeah, if my guys are listening, they know like I'm just a constant troll anyway. Like pretty much everything that comes out of my mouth
is
sarcasm.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of trolling, let's talk about social media. Love or LaFleur?
Okay.
Who has the most Instagram followers? Is it Jordan Love or the coach Matt LaFleur?
Wow. I'm going to go Jordan Love.
Brett?
I would also say Love. I think Love's... Because he's more suave.
And because Matt LaFleur is not even on Instagram.
Trick question. All right, trick question. We got it.
So who has the middle name Alexander? You thought this was going to all just be football-related stuff. Is it Jordan Love or is it Matt LaFleur? Say it full.
Jordan,
Matt
Alexander.
It's Jordan. I feel like it works for Jordan, but...
I feel like it's awkward for either of them.
Yeah. Jordan Alexander. I'm going Jordan Alexander.
You're both going to say it's Love?
I'm going to go with Mason on that one.
You got it correct.
Yeah,
it's Jordan Love. Okay. So who has been mistaken for a fashion model on the sidelines? People have actually thought he was a fashion model.
Is it Matt LaFleur with his tight cut?
Yeah,
and
with his very, very well-kept shadow.
Yeah, that beard is nice.
He looks like Ryan Reynolds. He does, and it is LaFleur.
Nice.
You absolutely got it right.
Nice.
Okay, who's had to answer 87 questions about Aaron Rodgers in 1 week?
Oh,
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan.
I mean, both might have.
I feel like both,
but...
We're giving it to Mason.
Yeah,
Trick question.
I'm going Matt.
It's both.
Oh, okay. It's both.
They were in the same interview.
It was both.
It was one guy asking him all the questions,
too.
Do you ever get to a point with things like that, Mason Crosby, where the reporters ask the same questions over and over, and you know they're doing their job?
Well, someone's written a story, and they want to see if they can break you to get a soundbite.
Yeah. It's exactly it. Yeah. This is exactly it. Okay, well, we both did a great job on the game. We love that you played the game. But, Mason, before we let you go, what is one of your favorite memories of training camp? When you first started.
Oh, gosh.
Like, what is like the memory that stands out to you?
Exactly. The end when you made the team and they didn't call you to release you. That was that is a good moment. I do like that first day. Like, you go in, you saw the guys, Josh Jacobs is showing the locker room and everybody. Like, the energy of that first day, and then that short-lived, because then you're on the field, and, like, by day two, you're in the grind. So that first day is nice, because you're just, you're getting to kind of mix it up, you miss the guys, and you're back in the building.
And what's your least favorite part?
You know, honestly, I had a mixed emotion about family night. I loved family night with my family, and when it was over and the fireworks and all of that, but the practice itself in Lambeau, and I had some bad nights at family night. So I did not kick well occasionally.
It is an actual practice, and the coaches treat it like a practice, right?
And it's really hard for my position because I go out there early, and then I couldn't kick again until usually they throw me out there at the end of practice and like, kick 55 yarders, try to entertain the crowd because they didn't want anyone else getting hurt.
You guys see that? He's saying that's the hardest part of his position, not just the fact that it's like you need that 1 point to win the big game.
Oh, yeah. That stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Those games are easy. The family night was tough.
Yeah. The Super Bowls is family night compared
all
to family
kids
night.
Watching. Like, there's so much pressure.
Well, Mason Crosby, thanks for joining us. You guys look for him around town and you can listen to him on 105.7 FM, The Fan.